Blog Talk Radio. Are we giving it up? But I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God, because today is a wonderful day. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is still ruling and reigning, and he is still on the throne. The earth is still the Lord, and everything and everyone that dwells in it. Praise God. It all still belongs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In the name of Jesus, it all still belongs to God. Jesus is the one that made it all, praise God. He did it through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so I'm just thankful and grateful that I can be a child of God. Amen? I'm just thankful and grateful that I can be a daughter. Praise the Lord. I'm just thankful and grateful that I can be, praise God, a servant in God's kingdom. I'm just thankful and grateful that I can be an ambassador of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I count it not a small thing, but I count it of great importance, praise God, the assignment and the purpose placed over my life by the Father God, amen, by the King of Kings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. So I just want to say welcome to all of you, amen. I thank God for you. You are a blessing to my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got baby girl back here preaching. Praise God as always. Amen. Glory be to God. I am just so blessed to know that God has given me an assignment. Praise God. And I hope and pray that you would know that you are blessed. Praise God. If God has given you an assignment, amen, you are blessed, because he counted you worthy to carry the message that he wanted to be sent, praise God, to his people. Amen. You don't have to worry about being employed by the United States Postal Service. You don't have to worry about, praise God, not being qualified. Glory be to God. You don't have to worry about getting a credit check. Praise God. You don't have to worry about being disqualified. Glory be to God. And a background check, because maybe you might have a wrinkle or a blemish in your criminal background. Praise God. But God qualifies those who he chooses. Amen. And he chose you and I. And oh, what a wonderful thing it is to be chosen by God. See, because people pick and choose selectively, praise God, because they want a certain action or reaction. Glory be to God. But God picks and chooses according to his will, his purpose, and his plan for his people. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm just so grateful and thankful that he could choose me to be a part of what he is doing. Amen. Because, see, it's not about flesh and blood. It is about the God, praise the Lord, that created us. It is about the God who made us. It is about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and shed his blood and was resurrected and now sits on the right hand of God. It is about him. Amen? And we preach and carry this gospel, this message, praise God, or whatever God has sent you to say, praise the Lord, on a given day, praise God. You carry that message and you give it to the intended recipients. Amen? You carry whatever letter God has for you to give to his son, to give to his daughter. You carry that message because it is important. Amen. It is certified mail from the kingdom of heaven. It is certified mail from the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God wants his children to get what he sent to them. Amen. He didn't send it for somebody else to receive it. Praise God. For you to deliver the letter into somebody else's hand. No, he sent you to a specific person so that you can give it to them in person. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that they can know they matter much more to him than for him to just send it in the mail. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. It matters. Praise God. Glory to God. It matters to God. Amen? What we do with the message that he sent us to give. Amen? You can't just hand the message that God has given to you to somebody else. Amen. Here, sister, you carry this message and you give it to Brother Smith. No, God sent you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God sent you, and if God sent you, then you have to carry the message that God sent to the person or the people that God wanted you to give it to. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to make sure that you are doing, praise the Lord, what God wants you to do. Amen? Praise God. You have to make sure that what God sent you to do is what you are doing. Glory be to God. Shall we mention Jonah, praise God, who was sent on assignment. Glory to God. And Jonah decided, no, I don't want to go tell those people what God is saying to them. Glory to God. And he had to be dealt with. Praise God. And he was in the belly of the whale. Glory be to God. But once Jonah realized the problem that he had created for himself, amen, he went back to the problem solver. Amen. He went back to the one who he knew could fix it. Amen. He knew that he couldn't fix that problem himself. He knew that he had gotten himself into that situation, but he knew that he could not get himself out. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so he went back to the one who sent him. He went back to the one who chose him. He went back to the one who brought him out and brought him forth to deliver a message to the people. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. See, the original mail carriers, praise God, are the people of God. Amen. Because there is a message that God is trying to get to one of us. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. And I'm so proud. Praise God, to be a mail carrier in the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm so proud, glory be to God, to be able to be thought worthy enough to carry a message. Amen. Because it is of great importance. I have been given a great responsibility, amen, to deliver a word or a message to the people of God. Praise God. And I don't count it light and I don't count it small, amen, because everything that God does it on a grand scale, amen. Nothing that he does is small, amen. Nothing that God does is insignificant. Praise God. Nothing that God does is just something that you can just sweep under the rug and say, well, okay. No, everything God does, amen, allows you to be amazed. It allows you to look on the things that he has done and say, wow, what a wonderful God he is. What an awesome ruler he is. What a wonderful Savior and Counselor he is. And he allows you to know, praise God, I have been here. Amen. He lets his presence be made known, and he lets the effects of what he has done, praise God, like an earthquake that has after effects, praise God, or aftershocks. Glory be to God. What God does leaves you with aftershocks. It leaves you feeling the effects of what he has done and the presence of him being there. Amen. His presence can still be felt, praise God, from what he did. Hiya, Jesus, 10 minutes ago, 10 hours ago, 10 years ago. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he sent a message that said, my daughter, I'm not going to leave you where you are. My son, I'm not going to leave you where you are. I see you, and I care about you. And I sent my word to heal you. Amen? I sent my son to die for you. I sent a messenger to give you a letter with encouraging words to let you know it doesn't stop here. This is the beginning, not the end. Your life has just started. It has not ended. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen, baby girl. She's back here preaching yet again. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to play another song. Praise God. I will not be taking any calls. Glory be to God until the end of this message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I'm going to play a song by 2103 called Cover Me, because when you're on assignment, when you're doing the work of God, the will of God, when you're fulfilling the mandate and the calling placed on your life, you need prayer. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Apostle Paul talked of prayer always. I mention you always in my prayers, because there's nothing like too much prayer. You can never get too much prayer. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be blessed and let this song minister to you. Meditate on the word and feel the spirit and presence of God. We'll be right back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. See, you're going to need God to cover you. You're going to need the people of God praise God, to cover you. You're going to need them, glory be to God, to be on their assignment. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. And a part of all of our assignments, hallelujah, Jesus, praise the Lord, a part of all of our assignments is praying for one another. Amen? Is covering one another and keeping each other covered in prayer. That is a part of all of our assignment. Amen? Glory be to God. No matter what God has sent you to say or do, praise God, we've all been sent to pray one for another. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And so what I'm about to do right now is just pray for everybody before I continue in this word. Father God, I come before you right now in the name of Jesus, speaking your faith, O Lord God, speaking your word, O Lord God, speaking your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, Father God. Lord God, I'm praying for every person who is listening to the sound of my voice, Father God, and myself included, Lord. We all need you to give us a word. We all need you to heal us. We all need you to deliver us. We all need you to set us free. We all need you to keep us. Lord God, we need you each and every day. We need a word from you. We need a hug from you, oh Lord God, just to feel your presence and be in the midst of you, oh Lord God. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to give your people what they need, praise God, to be for them and be with them, oh Lord God, and to just do a work in them that only you can do, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I am grateful for allowing me to pray for my brothers and my sisters. I am grateful for you allowing me to share this time with you right now in your presence, Lord God, and in your midst. And I'm thanking you for what you are doing. I am thanking you for what you've already done. And I'm thanking you for what has yet to be seen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. Praise God, people of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So it, again, praise God, is of great importance, amen, for you to fulfill, praise God, the assignment that God has given to you. Praise God. God said to, praise the Lord. Jesus said, praise God. That is what I meant to say. Jesus said, Lord, what you've given me to do, I have completed the work. Amen. And at the end of the day, the assignment that God has given you, praise God, is what you want to say to God. I have completed the work that you have given me to do. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You want God to say at the end of your road, at the end of your life, at the end of the journey that God is taking you on, you want God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God, because you were faithful to the word of God. You were faithful to the will and the mind of God. You obeyed God, praise God. You showed your love for God through your obedience, amen, and you showed him that you cared, praise God, about what he had to say and what he placed in your hands, praise God. And it did not matter whether you were qualified or capable, amen, because the Lord will equip you, empower you, and make you capable and able to do what it is that he has given you the assignment to do, amen. You don't have to qualify yourself. You don't have to equip yourself. You don't have to try to cover yourself, praise God, because God will cover you with his glory. God will overshadow you with his power. Amen. God will give you the ability to do what it is he has called you and created you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. So you just stand fast, praise God, and hold on to what God has placed in your hands. Do the work that he has called you to do. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, people of God, you have been chosen for such a time as this. Amen. Glory to God. God has called you, amen, to do a wonderful work in his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to know that on your assignment, praise God, you have been chosen by the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Go with me in your Bible to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you do not have a Bible with you or in front of you, praise God, please go to www.BibleGateway.com. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And what you can do from there is type in the scripture, which is Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6, and then right on the side of that to the right there is a drop-down arrow where you can pick and choose the version of the Bible in which you would like to read scripture, praise God. But I'm reading from the King James Version. And after you pick that version in which you would prefer to read the word, you click search, praise God, and it will take you to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6, from which we are now reading from, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And for those of you who have a Bible, praise God, I want to give you this time to go and get your Bible, amen, so that you will be able to read along with us, praise God, in the word of the Lord, glory to God, and so that you can see what God has word to tell you, amen. There's a word, praise God, for whatever you're going through. There's a word for what God is about to do for you in your life. There's a word, praise God, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, a word of prophecy, praise God, over your life for the assignment that God has given to you, amen. And that assignment may not be the same assignment as my assignment. That assignment may not be the same assignment as somebody else, but don't worry about what God has placed in somebody else's hand. Take care of what God has given to you, amen. There's nothing like you blessing somebody and giving somebody something that they take and just give away to somebody else because they don't really want it. They don't place any value in it. It has no worth to them. It is not what they want. They want to give it away because that's not what they want. Praise God. You want to keep what God has for you. Praise God. You want to take care of, praise God, and nurture what God has given to you because it is important to God. And if it is important to God, praise the Lord, and you love God, then it is important to you. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. God is going to guide you along the way. God is going to tell you what to do and what to say. God is going to tell you where to go. God is going to tell you when to stay, praise God, and when not to go. Amen. God is going to stop you when you try to go, glory be to God. And it is not time for you to go, or that is not what God wants from you at that moment. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So many people say, you know, I've been trying to do this, and it just seems not to be working. Sit back. Pray and seek the face of God and ask God, Lord, what is it that you will for me to do? What am I supposed to be doing right now? Is it time for me to sit back? Is it time for me to go? Is it time for me to stand? What is it that you want me to do? And God will reveal to you that answer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, because everything is done in God's good and perfect timing. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. So I pray that you have gone in your Bible to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6, or you have gone to BibleGateway.com and put in Deuteronomy 7 and 6, and you are now reading with us. Praise God. It says, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. So you are a holy woman. Amen. You are a holy man. Amen. And God says in the scripture, praise God, he says, the Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Praise God. So you are special to him. Amen. He chose you for a specific purpose and reason. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. Because, see, he wants you to know what he has placed in your hands, what he has given you to do, amen, is special to him. Amen? And if it's special to him, it's special to you, or it should be special to you. Amen? Glory be to God. A definition, praise God, of the word special says better, greater or otherwise different from what is usual. So he's not sending you to do a thing, praise God, the way that he sent somebody else. Praise God. What God has for me is for me, and what God has for you is definitely for you. Amen. And he's not going to give to me what is for you. He's not going to give to you what is for me. Praise God. He's going to give us individually what he has for us. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he's not going to give somebody else your assignment. He's not going to give somebody else, amen, the purpose and plan that he has for you. He has an individual plan or an assignment for each and every one of us. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. So you need to know that you've been chosen and that you are special to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God knew that you would be the woman to do the job. God knew that you would be the man to do the job. Amen. God looked down and said, I can use him for this assignment. God looked down and said, I can use her for that assignment because I know her. Praise God. Glory be to God. I know him. Praise God. I know his character. Praise God. I know her character. I know what they are able to do. Glory be to God. And I'm going to equip them and empower them to do greater and far better things that they could ever think of. Far better things that they could ever do on their own. Amen. I'm going to overshadow them with my glory and my presence and my power and the anointing and allow them to do things that are naturally impossible but that are possible through me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to the Lamb of God. For truly, God is worthy. For truly, Jesus is worthy of the praise. He's worthy, praise God, of us saying, thank you for the assignment that you've placed over my life. Thank you for the calling that you've given to me. Thank you for choosing me. Amen. Praise God. When you go to a job interview, glory be to God, they're looking for a specific person. Amen. Praise God. And God is looking for a specific person and specific people to carry out his work. Amen. But see, they're looking for the most qualified. They're looking for the people who have the best education, the people who have a squeaky clean background. They're looking for people who have a clean credit report. They're looking for people, praise God, that they can say, okay, there's nothing here that disqualifies them, amen. So now let's look at their qualifications, amen. And if you don't meet those qualifications or that criteria, that still disqualifies you, amen. But what I love and like about God is he qualifies each and every one of us. Praise God. He chooses us individually, and then he qualifies us. Praise God. He equips us. He empowers us. He trains us. He teaches us. He guides us, and he leads us. He said, don't worry if you can't preach like Paul. Don't worry if you can't preach like Peter. Don't worry if you can't preach like John. Don't worry if you can't bring Jesus. Don't worry if you can't be like Andrew. Don't worry if you can't be like Malachi or Jeremiah or the prophet Elisha or Elijah. Don't worry, because I have a specific plan and purpose for you. I'm going to use you especially, and I'm going to use you in a special way, in a unique way, in a way that I haven't used another woman or man of God. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. See, we're going to stay in this, praise God, until we understand that you've been chosen, amen, to do the assignment, praise God, that God has placed over your life. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go on to the next scripture, praise God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Because see, what God is doing here, amen, is revealing himself to us, amen. Praise God. He is revealing himself to us, amen. Praise God. He wants us to know, listen, I chose you for this assignment. I didn't ask anybody else about how they felt, or if they felt you were qualified, or if they felt you were good enough, or if they felt that you are the kind of person that should do the job, or if they felt that you could do it, praise God, or if they felt like, you know what, somebody else is better suited to do this, praise God. And also, I didn't confer with anybody else about what I chose you to do. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. Amen? I want you to look at what it says in the book of 1 Samuel and chapter 10, verse 24. Praise God. Hallelujah. So please go with me in your Bible, praise God, to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 24. Praise the Lord. And as you're doing that, I want to go ahead and place the scripture that we just covered, praise God, into the chat room for those of you who are listening in, praise the Lord, by Facebook or by Twitter. Praise God. I want you to be able to follow along with us. Amen. And for those of you who are listening in the chat room, praise God, or if you were previously listening on the phone line and now you are in the chat room, praise the Lord, I want you to be able to see where we're going, amen, and where we have already been. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Praise God. Because I want you, amen, to be able to see what the Lord is saying to us, amen. Glory be to God. So we are going into the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10, and we are looking at verses 24, praise God, through 25. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And I am currently placing that into the chat room at this time. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 24 and also verses 25. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that you've gotten there in your Bible by now. Amen. But I'm showing you what it means to be chosen and on assignment. Amen. Because God chose you for the assignment that he has given to you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to the Lamb of God. It says, and Samuel said to all the people, see ye him whom the Lord hath chosen. Praise God. So God will show you to the people to show them who he chose. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God will show the people that he has chosen you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise God. It says that there is none like him among all the people. Amen. Hallelujah, woman of God. She is excited and stirred up back here in the background. So there is none like you in all the among all the people. Amen. In God's kingdom. There is no one who is like you in the kingdom of God. Amen. You are an individual. You are unique. You are special. You are peculiar. And God made you that way for a reason. He wanted there to be a distinction between each and every one of us. Amen. He didn't want people, praise God, to be like, well, who is that? Is that Stella? Is that Susie? Oh, is that Lisa? I can't tell the difference between her and her. No, God wanted people to be able to know that there's a difference, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There was a difference between Paul and Peter. Amen. There was a difference between John and Matthew. Amen. Because they had different assignments. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you'll say, well, woman of God, God sent them all to preach and teach the gospel. Yes, he did. Praise God, but not in the same way. They were not doing the same thing. If you look at the writings of John and Paul and Peter and James, if you look at it, they're not saying, praise God, the same thing the same way, amen, because God gave a revelation to each and every one of them, praise God, in the way that he wanted them to be able to reveal it to his people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, so let's just go down the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Personal dollar, praise God, is distinct from T.D. Jakes. Amen. And T.D. Jakes is distinct from Joel Osteen. Praise God. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And Joyce Meyer, praise God, is distinct from Paula White. Amen. Those two don't preach or teach the same. They don't do the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you need to understand that God has given you an assignment, but you're not going to carry out that assignment the same way that he has given it to somebody else. Praise God. Because he's doing something new in you and in those who you, praise God, will be able to guide. Praise God and lead. Amen. He can't do the same thing in me that he's doing in you because we're not sent to the same people. Amen. He has to do it in a new way. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not saying, oh, the things of God are new. No, what I'm saying is it's new to you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The word of God is the same. The things of God are the same. But the way he's doing it in you is new. Amen. Because people don't always recognize what God is doing in you. Amen. They don't always understand what God is using you to do, what God is using you to say, how God is pushing you out, praise God, or how he's calling you to the nations. People don't always understand that, praise God. But it's not meant for them to always understand and always be in the know. When you and God are in the know, that's all who need to know. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. When you and God are in the know, that's all who need to know. Amen. When he called Abraham, praise God, it was him and Abraham. Amen. When he called Moses, it was him and Moses. Joshua, him and Joshua. Caleb, him and Caleb. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. He did it individually, and he didn't use them the same way. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I want you to know that God is saying through this word the same thing he used Samuel to say, praise God. Right here in 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 24, he says, there is none like you among all the people. Amen. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. Praise God. Glory to God. After you've done what God has told you to do, what he's assigned for you to do, praise God, you can dismiss everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. It's like when you go to church, praise the Lord, and the word goes forth and, you know, the altar call has been given and, praise God, you collected the tithes and the offering, praise God, and then you dismiss the people, praise God. What God called you to do has already been done. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And see, you have to see yourself that way. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to the name of the Lord our God, for worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. The woman of God is back there preaching. Praise God. She is back there preaching. Amen. And she's fired up back there, as you can hear her. I don't know if you, praise God, can interpret the word coming out of her mouth. Praise God. But I do want you to know, amen, that she is fired up, amen, and that she is preaching the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I want you to know, amen, God has a great assignment for you, okay? What God has for you to do is of great importance in the kingdom of God, amen? And he will not use you in the same way that he's using somebody else, amen? Praise God. He has a different purpose and assignment for you, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Go with me into the book of Genesis, chapter 45 and verse 7. Praise God. This is what Joseph, praise the Lord, was saying unto his family, glory be to God, after he had been sold into slavery, praise God, and after he had been, praise the Lord, lied on and sent to prison, and after he had been, praise God, used by God to interpret dreams, glory to God, and then he had been lifted up from where he was, praise the Lord, and he had been given the position as governor, praise God, and over the affairs of Pharaoh's kingdom, amen, praise the Lord. And this is Joseph now talking to his family, praise God, after, you know, he has come back into the midst of them, and they've come into the place in which he is to see where God has taken him and what God is doing with him, praise God, and how God is using him, how God has blessed him, how God has increased and prospered him, praise God. Joseph says in Genesis 45 and verse 7, he said, "And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." Amen. And so God will send you before your family. Amen. He said, "Abraham, get thee out of your father's house, from your father's people, from your family members, from those who you're familiar with, those who you're comfortable with. I got something for you to do. I have an assignment for you." Amen. Praise God. And when you're on assignment, amen, you don't need any of your family members to distract you, amen? You don't need any of your, you know, familiar friends to distract you. You don't need anybody, praise God, who knew you before God told you, praise the Lord. And I don't mean, praise God, that God has just chosen. You were already chosen. I don't mean before God chose to show you that you had all, that you have been chosen, amen? Praise God. I'm going to say it that way. Praise God, but they can't go where you're going. Amen. No one could go with Abraham where God was taking him, praise God. And yes, praise the Lord, Lot did go. Amen. But Lot was not given the assignment that Abraham had been given. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So no matter what, he still could not go where God was taking Abraham. Amen. Because what God had for Abraham was for Abraham. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And so God will allow us to be sent ahead of our families, amen, in order to preserve them, praise God, in order to, praise the Lord, sustain our family members, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it is good to know, glory to God, that God will send you ahead, amen, to prepare the way, amen, for your family, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God will send you ahead, amen, in order to get things in order so that when they come, amen, everything is already ready for them. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. It is such a blessing. Thank you, Lord. And you are sent, praise God, to whoever God sends you to minister to whoever God sends you to encourage, to whoever God sends you to strengthen. Amen. Praise God. God is sending you for a specific reason. Amen. Because there's somebody that you need to encourage. There's somebody who you need to comfort, praise God. There's somebody, praise God, who you need to uplift, amen, through the word of God. There's somebody that you need to minister to, praise God, because they're going through something, amen, that they are going to need God, praise God, to give a word to them, amen. And he does that through the preaching and the teaching of the gospel, praise God. He does that through the word that he sends you, praise God, to give to his people, amen. You are a messenger sent on assignment, praise God, to deliver the mail, amen. I am God's mail carrier, praise God. I'm carrying his letter. I'm carrying his words, praise God, and I'm delivering that to you, glory be to God. And I am so happy that I can be a mail carrier for the Lord, amen. I am so happy that I can work for God. I'm so happy that I can work for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. Because, see, God said, I have a job for you. I have an assignment for you. I have something for you to do. I have need of you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Amen. And when, praise God, God has sent you, praise God. When God has chosen you to do a work, praise God, it is God doing that work in you and through you. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. It is God. Because God sees the life of his son. He sees the life of his daughter, praise God. He sees that a lot of people have lost hope. Amen? Glory be to God. He sees that they need to dream again. He sees, praise God, that they need to know you're not alone and you're not by yourself, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He sent you to rise them up out of the ashes, praise God, to dust themselves off, amen, to resurrect them from the grave, praise God. He sent you to give them life, amen, through his word, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. He sent you to let somebody know it is not over for you. This is not the end, praise God. Even though you are where you are right now, this is not where you will stay, amen. Praise God. This is a pit stop, praise God. You're just passing through. You know, like when you are traveling and you go through different cities and states and towns, praise God, and you stop off at a gas station, praise God, you put some gas in your car, you get your little snack or knickknack, you get back in the car, you go and you move on to the next place, praise God. That is what you are doing. Glory be to God. So if you are now in a place of poverty, that's okay. You will be in a place, praise God, of having more than enough. Glory be to God. But you just got to keep moving, praise God, until you get to that place, until you get to your destination. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And even when you do have more than enough, glory to God, it's not for you alone. It's not for you to heap up. It's not for you to covet, praise God, if somebody else has more than enough. It's not for you to keep it all for yourself and to be selfish and to be in greed, praise God. You know, keeping what you have and wanting more of what you have so you can keep more of what you have, praise God, because everything you have is because of God. Glory be to God. And he's not saying, I'm giving you this so that you can keep it for yourself and you can hide it and you can cover it up and you can make sure that you don't give it to anybody else, praise God, but those you like, well, come on now, those you think are somebody, those you think will get you where you want to go, those who you think, praise God, will be able to open a door for you, those who you think, praise God, who like you, those who you think, amen, will be able to get you into certain social circles, praise God, and allow you to be among wealthy people and, you know, people who are of your stature, praise God, people who you feel more comfortable around, glory be to God. That's not why God blessed you. That's not why God gave you more than enough. He gave it to you so that you can share it with those who don't have and with those who do have, amen, because we're supposed to be helpers one of another. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And while you're on assignment, you're going to need lots of encouragement. Praise God. But a lot of the time, you're going to have to encourage yourself. Praise God. I'm going to play this song, which I know is about to minister to you. Praise God, because it ministers to me every time I hear it. Encourage yourself. Be blessed. We will be right back.
Gotta pat your own self on the back, yeah. How many people?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I tell you, every time I listen to that song, I get encouraged. Amen. Sometimes what you're going through is hard. Amen. Sometimes you don't see your way through. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, no matter where you are, praise the Lord, God will deliver you. When you're on assignment, amen, praise God, you get into some hard places. Amen. Sometimes you have to go through some things. Sometimes you have to endure, praise God. But on the outside of it, when the clouds move, praise God, the sun shines, amen, you'll be able to laugh and smile, praise God, because sometimes when you're on assignment, sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, you need to hear the word of God on assignment, praise God, to continue to carry the mandate, praise God, to continue to do what God has called you to do, to continue, praise God, because you know what, when you're on assignment, you have the enemy trying to fight you, amen, because you're doing the will of God, and so he's fighting against you, amen, to get you not to do what the will of God is for your life, praise God, and sometimes that's a hard fight. Amen, but I can tell you, praise God, that you will come out victorious. I can tell you, amen, that you're not in that fight alone or by yourself. I can tell you, praise the Lord, that God is with you even in the fight. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord, and you're not going to deliver yourself. You're not going to give yourself the victory. God is going to give you the victory in the fight. Amen, hallelujah. So where you can say, it had to be God. If it had not been for God, look what God has done. I thank God for everything that God has done and for everything that God is doing and for everything that God continues to do. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's well worth it. Amen? Hallelujah. It is well worth it. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And so glory be to God. I pray, praise God, as this word has been a blessing to you. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that it has really spoken to your spirit. Amen. Your spirit man. Amen. Or as we said the other day, your spirit woman. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to take you to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. Praise God. Glory to God. Where we see here that the prophet Samuel was on assignment. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was on assignment. And he was doing what the Lord willed of him. Amen. He was doing the work and the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And praise the Lord. We'll start at verse 1, and we will end off, praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to go through verses 1 through 13, praise God. 1 Samuel chapter 16, we will cover verses 1 through 13. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is a blessing, praise the Lord, when you obey God. Amen. Because God is looking for those who can obey him. He's looking for those who can do what he says rather than what they will of themselves. Amen. He's looking for those that say, you know what, this is what I feel like doing, but I'm going to do what God says to do. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything and everyone that has breath praise God. Let everything and everyone that has breath Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're going to go right now into the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Praise God, and this is where we will end and conclude for the day. Praise the Lord. But it has been a blessed time, praise God, with you. Amen. And I thank God for all of you. Praise God, because God has an assignment for you. Amen. And he has chosen you to complete that assignment. Hallelujah. It says, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. God is saying, you know what? Praise God. He has sent a prophet, praise God, to you, amen, to tell you, amen, what your assignment is. Praise God. In Jesus' name, God is saying, I'll send you a man of God. I'll send you a woman of God. Praise God, to tell you what I am about to do with you. Amen, to tell you what the purpose and the plan I have for your life. Amen, to tell you I have chosen you, and now I'm going to send you. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. But sometimes there's a waiting period in between the time that you've been chosen and the time that you will be sent. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. And it continues to say, and Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. Amen. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. Amen. Because, see, sometimes, you know, when God has taken something from someone and he is giving it to somebody else, that person doesn't want to let go of what they have. Amen. Nor do they want to see somebody else or call somebody with what they used to have. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they will kill you, praise God, in order to keep what they have. Amen. Even though it no longer belongs to them, God's already chosen somebody else. Amen. Praise God. And so Samuel was saying, listen, if I do it this way, this is what he'll do. God said, listen, let me show you how to do what I'm telling you to do. God will show you how to go around, praise God, people. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, in order to accomplish his perfect will. And said, and call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. So praise God. Sometimes, glory be to God. Praise God. You don't know who God is sending you to anoint. You don't know who God is sending you on assignment to talk to. Praise God. You just know that God is sending you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's not all the time that you know. God tells you what to do and how to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Because, see, Samuel was a prophet. But even though Samuel was a prophet, whatever Samuel said or spoke, praise God, had to be revealed to him by God. So he did not know anything unless God told it to him. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So a prophet can't tell you anything that God is not saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they can only go where God sends them, and they can only say what God says to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. He says, I will show you what you shall do. So you don't have to know what you're supposed to do. You can just wait for God to tell you. Amen? Because if God sent you on assignment, he's going to show you what he has told you to do or what he is telling you to do or what he wants for you to do. He's going to explain it. Amen? It says, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee, praise God. So you don't anoint anybody that God doesn't tell you to anoint. You don't put anybody in a place or a position that God doesn't tell you to. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Because God, praise the Lord, knows who he wants to anoint. God knows who he wants to put in office. God knows who he has already chosen to do the assignment, praise God, that he's sending you to reveal to them. Amen? Hallelujah. You don't anoint who you think you should. You anoint who God tells you to. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be. So to the Lamb of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, and Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. See, we got to do what God says. Praise God. We got to do it the way he tells us to do it. Praise the Lord. In order for the will of God to be accomplished. Amen. Because, see, if we're not going to do it the way it's supposed to be done, God will send somebody else. Like God sent Samuel to tell David, now is your time. Saul's time has ended. He'll send somebody else to do it if you won't do it. Amen. If he sees that he needs to get something accomplished and you won't do it, praise God, he'll send another servant who will. Amen. And although Samuel was a prophet, he was still a servant. Oh, come on now, somebody. Although you a preacher, teacher, pastor, reverend, minister, deacon, bishop, elder, okay, come on now, prophet, prophetess, evangelist, praise God, you're still a servant. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. On assignment to do what God tells you to do, not what you want or will of yourself. Amen? And I'm a servant. Praise God. Hallelujah. Doing only that in which he is telling me to do. Amen? Because I want to do what I want to do. Amen? What I want will not be what God wants. I want to do what God wants. Praise God. Because that is what will prosper. That is what will flourish. That is what will increase. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And it says, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? Praise God. Because, see, a lot of the time when the prophet would come, praise God, the people knew, oh, no, this is not good. Amen. He's coming to tell us that we're not in our place. Amen. He's coming to tell us that we need to repent. Or she's coming to tell us what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. And most of the time, that was not good news. Amen. The good news was that they could repent and get it right. Amen. The bad news was the place where they were at was not where they were supposed to be. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So they were in fear of the prophet, like, oh, no, here comes the prophet. Do you come in peace? Praise God. You coming to, you know, tear up our day-to-day? Praise God. We have a good day. Did you come to tear all that down? Amen. Praise God. He says in verse 5, he said, peaceably I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Praise God. He said, I came to do what God has given me to do, praise God, and to offer up a sacrifice, praise the Lord. So set yourselves apart. Bring yourselves, praise God. Come with me. Let me bring you to where God is and what God is doing. Amen. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. Amen. He set them apart. Amen. He sealed them. Amen. He said, come on, let's go. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. Praise God. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. God said, look, don't look at what you can see, how, praise God, how tall he is, praise God, how broad his shoulders is, amen, and how muscular, athletic he looks, praise God, because that's not the one I've chosen. Amen. I don't choose the way people choose. I choose the person who I know will perform my will, not the person who I know, praise God, is going to do what they will of themselves. I'm choosing the person who will do what I will of them. Amen. That's not him. This one that you think I'm choosing is not the one who I'm choosing, praise God. And so a lot of the times this is what happens, people of God. We look at people, praise the Lord, and we say, oh, no, uh-uh, God didn't choose you. God did not call you. No, not you. Sit down somewhere because you do not know what you're talking about. Amen? Praise God. But God is saying here in 1 Samuel 16, don't look at the person that you think I'm choosing. Praise God. I'll show you the one I have chosen. Amen? I'm going to say that again. Don't look at the person you think I am choosing. Look at who I have chosen. Amen. I will show you who I have chosen. I don't see what you see. You don't know what I know. So you don't know who I'm going to use. You don't know who I'm going to perform my will in. Amen. So don't think that you know my thoughts, praise God, because, praise God, the word tells us my thoughts are not your thoughts. And my ways are not your ways. You don't know what I'm doing. It takes me to show you what I'm doing for you to know what I'm doing. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this one. See, because God was talking to Samuel through that spiritual ear, praise God. Then, praise the Lord, again, Jesse made 7 of his sons. Okay, praise God. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're in verse 9. Then Jesse made Shema to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. And again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all your children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. So we're not going to sit down. We're not going to do anything until he gets here, praise God. Because all these people who we would have thought that God chose is not who he chose, praise God. We're going to look at the oldest, the strongest, praise God, the one who looks the most sturdiest, or amen, the one who we think is going to do something. God say, no, pick who I'm telling you to pick, not who you want to pick, amen. Praise the Lord. It said, glory be to God. And he sent and brought him, amen. Now, he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at, so he was handsome. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. So it takes God, praise God, to tell you who to go and get and send for, praise the Lord, and then to show you that the person that you went and got and sent for is the one that God has anointed. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because it takes God to reveal the man of God. It takes God to reveal the woman of God in which he has chosen and he is sending. Amen? Hallelujah. Baby girl is back here still preaching. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. And then verse 13 says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Praise God. When God anoints you, praise the Lord, his Spirit will come upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he now has to train you, guide you, lead you, teach you, praise God, for the assignment, glory be to God, that he has given to you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for this word that you have preached, that you have taught, that you have led us by. Praise God, that you have showed us and revealed unto us, O Lord God, that we will know that we are on assignment and that it is you who chooses the assignment for us and that it is you who chooses us and the assignment that you are placing in our hand. Praise God. Lord, I'm just thanking you for the word that you've allowed to be brought forth. I thank you for your will. I'm thanking you for allowing us to be obedient unto your word. I'm thanking you for allowing us to praise you. I'm thanking you for allowing us to worship you in spirit and in truth. I'm just thanking you, O Lord God, for what you are doing, for what you will of us, O Lord God, for what you reveal to us about you and about us. Praise God, about what we're supposed to do, because you sent Samuel to tell David what his assignment was, praise God. And so you send someone to speak to us, to tell us, praise God, what our assignment is, amen. It's not that you won't tell us, praise God, our assignment is, Lord God, but sometimes you send a man or a woman of God, praise God, to tell us, hallelujah, Jesus, what our assignment truly is, amen. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So, Lord, I just thank you for every man, woman, and child, every son and every daughter. I thank you for the assignment you placed over their life. I thank you for choosing them, for leading them, guiding them, teaching them, for ordaining them, oh, Lord God, and for bringing them forth and showing the people, this is the man of God I've chosen. This is the woman of God I've chosen. This is the one who I've placed, praise God, over this word. Lord God, in your name, Father God, I ask you to bless your people, increase your people, oh Lord God, multiply, Father God, the things that they're doing, oh Lord God, according unto your will and to your purpose and your plan, and just continue to cover them in your blood, continue to cover them in your word, Lord God, continue to keep them in prosperity in all their ways. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Be blessed, people of God, and know that God loves you, and so do I. Until we meet each other again, stay focused on God, because God is focused on you. Stay faithful to God, because God is faithful to you. And stay fantastic, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, before you leave me, praise God, I would do you a disservice, praise the Lord, if I did not speak the blessing of the Lord over you. Amen. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Praise God. And God says, I put my name on you. You're my son, you're my daughter, and I will bless you. I will heal you. I will deliver you. I am using you. I am helping you. I am your helper. I am your God. I am your king. I am your father. I am your ruler. I am your master. I am your God of peace, Prince of peace. I am everything you need. Come to me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'll give you what you need. Glory be to God. Well, people of God, we are never out of words. Praise God. But we are out of time. You be blessed and know that God is with you and that God loves you. He cares for you. And you are important to him. You are special in God's eyes. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. Bye-bye.